Trevor, what I want to speak with you about today is the relationship between the Isser Chametz and the Mitzvah of Matzah, and Mista'if Mizeh, a number of interesting issues with respect to oat matzah, with respect to what we call Matzah's Mitzvah, and with respect to Mei Peiros, Achilas Matzah, and Erev Pesach. There's a lot of topics that come out from this sugya. So the sugya begins on Pesachim Daf Lamed Hey. The Mishnah tells me, Elo Dvarim Shadam Yotzei Bahen Yidei Chovasu Pesach, Chitin Sa'orin Kusmin Shipon Shibulas Shu'al. Right, that there are five species that you fulfill the mitzvah of matzah with, and the Mishnah lists them, and the Gemara tells me, how do you know this? Tanan Reb Lezer ben Yaakov, the pasuk writes, "Al tochal lov chametz shevas yamin tochal lov matzos devarim haban lidei chimutz adam yotzi behen lidei chovaso b'matzah yatzu elu she'ein ba'in lidei chimutz." Zok the Gemara that these things which are bon lidei chimutz, they are the ones that you yotzi the mitzvah of matzah by chitim sa'ora and shibol shual etc. But ores and dochen, rice and millet, whatever it is, you're not yotzei the mitzvah of matzah with, because it's not ba lidei chimutz. That's what it says in the Gemara. In order to fulfill the mitzvah of matzah, it has to be something that's ba lidei chimutz. Rice, let's assume orez means rice for the time being. Rice is not ba lidei chimutz. In order to say it's ba lidei seirachon. When I gave shiur in Pesachim, when I was still teaching in BMP, so I think actually we used this room. And the guys did an experiment on, they mixed oat flour and wheat flour with water, and they just left it there for a very long time. And over time, the rice flour began to really smell bad. That's called seirachon. Now, in chemistry, exactly what chimutz is, which is what seirachon is not clear. There's an article in Tchumen, volume 1, by Rabbi Monk, who tries to explain it based on the amount of beta amylase that breaks down, Beisach Nisht. But the point is that there is a difference between the Chameshes Minim, which are Bali Dei Chimot, and other stuff is not Bali Dei Chimot. The Gemara later on Lamed Hei, tells me, Reish Lakish says that Mei Peiros Ein Machmitzen. Mei Peiros doesn't come in Dei Chimutz. There are three treatises in Rishonim what exactly this means. Does it mean that Mei Peiros comes to some sort of partial Chimutz? Does it mean that there's a difference between Mei Peiros when they are mixed with Mayim and not mixed with Mayim? That's the way Tosfos quotes in the Rabbi Nutam on Lamed Hei Amud Beis. And there's another Shita effectively that it's both, meaning that when it's mixed with Mayim, it is going to be chametz gomer. When it's not mixed with mayim, it's going to be chametz nuksha. Right? So these shitas all exist. Mei Peiros is not machmitzen. Okay, grand. So can they make matzah out of Mei Peiros? So the pashtus is, Schwartz, you're nuts. Like, how can you even entertain the shayla? Right? Dvarim haba lidei chimutz, you yotzei matzah with. Mei Peiros ein machmitzen, you're not yotzei the mitzvah matzah with. And if you would say that, I would tell you that the Ramban agrees with you. The Ramban, Yoram Ebeis B'dapei Harif in Pesachim, the Ramban says that you cannot make matzah out of Mei Peiros, since it's not machmitz, it can't become matzah. That's a fairly straightforward idea in the Ramban. And as we know, Judaism is an awesome and amazing religion, but the Rambam was born. And the Rambam makes things so much more complicated, because I opened the Rambam in Perek Vav of Hilchos Chametz Matzah Halacha Hey. There's actually two Reb Chaims on this Rambam. Right? This is a rare Rambam. There are two Reb Chaims. Perek Vav Halacha Hey, the Rambam writes, Matzah Shalosha B'mei Peiros Yotzeh B'Yedei Chovasa B'Pesach, that you fulfill the mitzvah on Pesach with matzah that's made with Mei Peiros, but you should not be lush matzah with yayin, shemen, devash, cholav, meaning to say that l'cha'ora there is a din of matzah on at least stuff that's made with yayin, shemen, and vash, but it's not lechem ayni. The fact that mei peiros is not machmitz does not deter the Rambam from saying that it does not have a shem matzah. It has a shem matzah, but it's not lechem oni. That's what the Rambam says. Now, what does that mean? So the pashtus in the Rambam is, first of all, he disagrees with the Ramban. The Ramban says if it's not machmitz, it can't be matzah at all. The Rambam says it can be matzah, but it just can't be lechem oni. Apparently, lechem oni is a second category within the din of matzah. Mashal mahadar adome, it is like mayim chayim, which is an additional category within the din of mayim. No? People are familiar with this one. So lechem oni is an additional category within the din of matzah. You could be matzah, but not lechem oni. That's what the Rambam says. This, of course, is very similar to the comment that the Maharal of Prague has. You know, what do you eat on Erev Pesach? Erev Pesach is mamish a hungry day, because you're supposed to eat matzah l'teyavin at night. And what exactly are you going to eat? You can't even eat matzah on Erev Pesach, because there's a line in the Yerushalmi, that ochel matzah v'erev Pesach, ilubal arusasai, the Shibboleth Halakhet has a famous explanation that the difference between the Arusa and the Nesua is Sheva Brachas, and there are seven brachas that you make in the Seder before you get to the bracha of Al Achilas. Matzah, I'll let you guys cheshbon it out on your own, but the fact is that we don't eat matzah in Erev Pesach. Most people assume, like last year, and Erev Pesach is Chalias B'Shabbos, so people would eat matzah Shiva, no? They would eat, let's say, grape juice matzah. The Rambam, well, the Maharal of Prague, is going to the Magen Avraham, the Maharal of Prague, again, Maharal is a posik, Maharal of Prague says, don't eat matzah Ashira on Erev Pesach, because the Isser in Erev Pesach is to eat matzah. Matzah Ashira is also matzah. Nor must it's not lechem oni. Lechem oni is a different category within the din of matzah. No? The Rambam, l'cha'ora, is saying that same idea. The Rambam is saying that grape juice matzah is theoretically matzah. Nor must it's not lechem oni. Right? The Maharal of Prague goes so far as to say that let's say Leil HaSeder, I don't have lechem oni, I should eat my grape juice matzah, no? Because I'm mekayin the mitzvah of alachias matzah. I'm just not mekayin the mitzvah of lechem oni. Unbelievable, Maharal. One could argue that the Rambam, Rav Asher Weiss, has in his Sefer Psachim that it could be the Rambam is saying the same idea. So that's one yesod I see in this Rambam. Another yesod that I see in the Rambam is that the Rambam says, theoretically, I can be mekayim the mitzvah of matzah with matzah that is nilosh with yayin, shemen, and vash. I can be mekayim the mitzvah of matzah with those. Now, how can I be mekayim the mitzvah of matzah? The Torah says, v'shmartem as matzahs. You need shmira. Without shmira, it's not matzah. You can't be yotzei the mitzvah matzah without shmira. If it can't be bali day chimotz, if it can't become chametz, so there's no shmira that's shayach. If there's no shmira, how could the Rambam say, I'm a kind of mitzvah of matzah, but just not a kind of mitzvah of lechem oni? Right? Reb Shlomo Zalman Auerbach in the Halichos Shlomo is very bothered by this kasha. How could it be that you're mekayin the mitzvah of matzah when it's not machmitz? It's a good kasha, no? So Reb Shlomo Zalman has the following suggestions. In Shulchan Aruch Simin Tov Samech Aleph, no, I don't know. Shulchan Aruch, I don't remember exactly which siman. Shulchan Aruch discusses what is considered Shimur L'Shem Matzah. Do I assume, and there are different shitas, that you could even buy Kemach Min Hashok? Do I assume that you need Shmira Milisha Ve'elech? But it could be that the din of Shmira is less than that. But the din of Shmira is Mishas Ketzira. If you take your box of matzahs, it says Shmira Mishas Ketzira, no? That means that they're watching it from the moment of Ketzira. It could be, Azoi, the Rambam holds that there is Shmira Mishas Ketzira, says Rav Shlomo Zalman Auerbach. Memela, yes, May Peiris cannot possibly become Chametz. Aye, how is there Shmira if Chametz is not Shaykh? The Teretz is Mishas Ketzira. I'm guarding the matzah to make sure that what? That water doesn't fall on it. And it doesn't become chametz. Right? So Neish Tikkul Torah. Right? The Rambam would hold that there's a din of Shmira, Mishas, Ketzira. Memela, the Shmira, Mishas, Ketzira. There is, what's it called? We could say that your Mekayim, the din of Shmiras Matzis, with things that cannot possibly become chametz because it's nilosh with meperis. This idea of the shmira mishas katsira, I thought, is the pashup shot in the Gemara that we spoke about last week or the other day. I don't remember when. If you remember, we discussed in passing the halacha ma'os, the halacha of, excuse me, not to be miyachid basar v'pesach. Right, when you go shopping, don't say you're buying meat for Pesach, right? Say you're buying it for Yom Tov. And we said, based on the Gemara over there, that this does not apply to chitim, because by chitim, when I say buy the chitim for Pesach, all I mean is guard it properly. Chitim, guard properly. Wheat, just plain wheat. There's haven't needed it yet. Teretz is that Pashtus is that the din of Shmira is Mishas Ketzira. Now I should note, Reb Chaim in the Sefer has, there in Perek Vav Halacha Hey, Reb Chaim has the idea that there is a Tzvei Dinim in the Shmira of Matzah. The Shmira and the Matzah in the Shiluli, negative sense, prevent the Matzah from becoming Chametz. And there's also an active shame, shmira, l'shem, matzah. No? That's why in the matzah bakery, you ever hear them screaming, l'shem matzah smitzvah, l'shem matzah smitzvah. Right? Why are they doing that? Because they want to make it l'shma. This shtickle Torah of Reb Shlomo Zalman, that could be mekayim, the din of shmira, mishas ketzira, l'cha'ora, that is only the Shmir in the Shibuli sense, not in the active sense, no? Unless what, you're going to have a guy stand there in the field, hey, when the wheat is cut. He says, shame, that's a mitzvah. Like, dude, what are you doing? But maybe that's a pshat. Doesn't sound likely. That does not sound like it's really push up shot. Oh, so far again, I have this Rambam versus Rambam. The Rambam holds that the mitzvah of matzah can be fulfilled even with something that's not bonidei chimutz, dahayinu, even with meperis. According to the Rambam, when the Gemara says that it has to be bonidei chimutz, the Gemara is only speaking about the zihui haminim. The identification of the five species has to be a species that's bonidei chimutz. But in this particular instance, it doesn't have to be bali dechimutz for the Rambam. You could be matzah with the Ayin Shem Nidrash. The Ramban holds that when the Gemara darshens it has to be bali dechimutz, the Gemara means that this item has to be bali dechimutz. The Ramban is saying that in order to create matzah, you need to be in a dangerous situation. Real Kedusha only comes when there's risk. No? word from our sponsor, not the five Torot, but Torah Umada, that used to be our sponsor in ancient history. What's the idea of Torah Umada? I always know of it. Like, to some extent, I think our yeshiva produces higher quality Torah than many other places, precisely because we live in a dangerous environment, right? Don't let anyone tell you that learning other things is not dangerous, no? But sometimes in order to create a possibility or a higher level of Kedusha, you've got to live on the edge, no? And that, to some extent, I think is what the Ramban is saying, and we'll develop this idea even more in a few minutes, but the Ramban is saying that the Dabar HaBoni Dei Chimot can make matzah means as a boni dei chimot befoal. It means that May Peris does not make matzah at all. That's the sheet of the Ramban. So far, so good? Now, what are some of the nafkaminas over here? So some of the nafkaminas are as I. You know, there are many people on our planet who are gluten intolerant or noch erger, even worse, they are people who have celiac disease. Now, that means that having any gluten causes you severe distress, real pain, no? What do you do for achilas matzah? All year long, you do what you do, right? You can get by without making a hamotzi for a very long time. But the mitzvah alachias matzah, what do I do then? That's a serious question that the Acharinim discuss, that the Poskim discuss. And one of the suggestions that's come up is that you have oat matzah. Oats are, by definition, very low in gluten. Oats can also be processed in a way that they are extremely low in gluten. And people who have celiac disease, what it really means is that they can't have gluten and they can have oat matzah. That is the standard approach. Well, here's the thing. The way there is a fine article in the RJJ Journal by Rabbi David Cohen, who's now like the Kashrus guy in the CRC in Chicago. He has a fine article about this from probably 10, 12 years ago. A lot of people discuss this question. The way they make oat matzah is that they process it by really drying the oats to a very large extent, which makes it that there is ki'ilu no gluten, or the gluten can't do anything. So one could argue, if that's the case, that eating oat matzah is totally in the machlekes Rambam and Ramban. You see, according to the Rambam, I don't need boli dechimot before. I just need that the min dagon, the species of grain, is a species of grain that could have chimots. The assumption that we are making is that oats is a species of grain that could come lidei chimots, but it won't come lidei chimots befoal because I go through this drying process. That means it won't come lidei chimots befoal, no? So it should be totally machlokes Rambam Ramban. According to the Rambam, you can get the mitzvah of matzah, and this will not be a chesaron lechem oni, because it's still lechem oni, no? According to the Rambam, though, it has to be boli dechimas before. And in Rabbi Cohen's article, he notes that many mefarshim say we pass it like the Ramban, but the Chaya Odom writes that you could be somech on the Rambam, b'shas ha'dechak, etc. So therefore, you can rely on the Rambam and you can use oat matzah according to this cheshbon. So this again, our machlekes Rambam Ramban might be totally in the issue of oat matzah. Now, it should be noted that there are bigger problems with oat matzah, problems that l'cha'ora, the Rambam, would acknowledge as well. The Rambam holds you need boli dechimots, And only the chameshas mina dogon of bali echimos. We have to identify the species. Our oats, one of the chameshas mina dogon. State in Mishnah, chameshas mina dogon. Chitin tzayin kusmin shibon and shibon lashal and shibon lashal and shupon. The two different gears tell us about which one comes first. Chitin, I know it's wheat. So tzayin barley. The other ones are usually translated as oats, spelt, and rye. Not pashut at all. It's not pashut for a few reasons. Professor Yehuda Felix, actually he was the founding Rosh Yeshiva of Yeshiva Tichonit B'nai Akiva in Toronto. I think the only B'nai Akiva Yeshiva in North America is in Toronto. There's the Opanas, the girls' high school, and I forgot what it's called, the boys' high school in Toronto. So he was the founding Rosh Yeshiva there. So Rav Felix wrote like books, Hachai Batzomeach B'Mishnah, Hachai Batzomeach B'Talmud. He's a botanist, it's a huge Talmud Chacham. So Rav Felix argues that oats were not in Eretz Yisrael, but Kufas HaMishnah. So the shipain or the shibula shuel can't be oats. Now, this is of course a weak raya, because you all know that lo re'inu eino raya. I was not alive with Kufas HaMishnah. Right now, I have some evidence of the type of plants that existed with Kufas HaMishnah. I could say I have not yet found oats. Right? I can't say that oats did not exist. So that point is difficult. But there is a more fundamental point, which is the Yerushalmi at the beginning of Kil'ayim and the Yerushalmi at the beginning of Chala writes that Chitim, Sa'irin, Kusmi, Shibar, Shul, and Shibon are all species of Chitim and Sa'irin. And if you look at the Latin names of the species, so I forgot what, I think trichdom or something is the term for wheat, and the term for barley is basif nisht, but you can probably Google it and find out. And the term for oats is avena. Like there's a brand of like moisturizer, avena, that's made with oats. Avena is the Latin term, and because it was in Latin, it makes it down in many languages. It's the Latin term for oats. Oats are unrelated to barley. They're unrelated botanically. According to Yerushalmi, they're supposed to be related. Nosaf al kach, there are two different definitions in Rishonim about what Shibo and Shibula Shoal are. Rashi happens to write that it is Avina. That's what Rashi writes at the beginning of the Gemara in Lamed Hey. Reb Nosson HaBavli has a different explanation, which means, according to Reb Nosson HaBavli, Shibboleth Shuel, or Shibboleth Shuel is winter wheat. Shibboleth Shuel means it grows like the fox's tail. It grows in lines. If you look at the way the plants grow, oats looks completely different. Okay? So these are already serious kashas. The fact that they wasn't in Eretz Yisrael but Kufas HaMishnah, I don't know what to do with that. But the fact that there's a machlekas Rishonim, so okay, maybe it's a suffix d'oraisa. Right? Maybe you shouldn't do it, but then we realize that we have to deal with the Masorah of Klal Yisrael. And we've always treated oats like when the chamesh is minei dogon. So maybe that Masorah goes against the maybe we're saying that we pass him like the other day, yeah? But it's a greater problem because Yerushalmi says that this Shibola Shuel has to be related to barley, and our Shibola Shuel is not. Our oats are not at all related to barley, so therefore could not be Kelayim. So the Chazon Ish writes, I don't know why people don't pick up on this Chazon Ish. The Chazon Ish writes in one place that he thinks maybe oats were related to barley at one point, but then there was a certain type of evolution from species to species over time, and also no longer related to barley. That's already interesting. I have no idea. I don't know. But can sound possible. The Masorah has been that people use oats. Despite Professor Felix's opposition, the Masorah is that people use oats. They quote the Reb Shlomo Zalman, who is very upset with this suggestion, Professor Felix. People do use oats. And then we have Machlokes Rambam Ramban about whether you could use oats or matzah because it's not going to come with day chimot. That's the basic Shtipo Torah. Now, it just so happens that for many people who have real celiac disease, even oat matzah is not good because they can't even digest the oats. So what do you do in that case? So it's difficult. The pashtus is that what you do is you eat a teeny, teeny bit of matzah. The smallest share of a kezias is probably 1/10 of a machine matzah. I think that's Rabbi Willie Paskins, 1/10 of a machine matzah. And even though we end up eating 5 kezias of matzah at the Seder, right? 2 at Maitzi Matzah, 1 at Korech, 2 at Afikomen, right? Eat 1 kezias all the way at the end of the Seder, Afikomen, and make your kezias mamish a tiny thing. The Gemara in the Dorim speaks about Rabbi Yehuda HaNasi, who drink dalakaisis, and he'd have to bind up his head from Pesach until Shavuos. So it means doing mitzvahs in a makom that you have tsar, lav dafka. Again, if it's mamish, a holy that you're, right, that's okay, that's different. But if you're just going to be uncomfortable for weeks and weeks and weeks, the pashtus is you still have to be in the mitzvah. So that's the story over there. So whether you can be in the mitzvah of matzah with oat matzah should depend on this machlokas between Rambam and Ramban. There's another issue, though, that could be totally in the machlokas between the Rambam and the Ramban. And for that, we need a teeny bit of explanation, going back a little bit. In Orach Chaim Siman Tov Nun Ches, there's the din of Afias Matzah Mitzvah. The minhag of many Gaonim and Rishonim was minhag still among Mamish Yechide school as that they bake matzah on Erev Pesach. But the minhag of certain Gaonim and Rishonim, primarily from the Bis Midrash or Shor Rashi, is that they would assume that matzah that's baked on any time before Erev Pesach is possible. Is not, you're not yotzei the mitzvah of matzah. That's already mechudash. And the Torah discusses this issue at length in Siman Tov Nun Ches. You're not yotzei the mitzvah of matzah according to Gaonim and Rishonim if it's not baked on Erev Pesach. Now the Vilna Gaon, in his comments on the Shulchan Aruch, says his whole din is wrong because of last year. Right? Last year's Erev Pesach Chalias B'Shabbos. So when do you bake your matzah mitzvah? If you hold, you're not making the mitzvah of matzah unless you bake it, right, Erev Pesach. So last year, I couldn't bake matzah in Erev Pesach because it was Shabbos. So what did I do? So Erev Pesach Shechalias B'Shabbos was not something that was invented in Vilna between the years 1720 and 1797. Before the Goyim, they had Erev Pesach Shechalias B'Shabbos. And the Goyim and Mishonim who deal with this issue tell us that what they used to do was they would bake the matzah Motzoei Shabbos, which would mean, l'chaora, that they'd be starting their Seder later. Again, it doesn't take that long to make matzah, let's say 18 minutes, something like that. But they'd be starting their Seder later because they're baking the matzah on Motzoei Shabbos. Now, what's the Hocheshbon over here? The Pashtus in the Minhag of baking matzah on Erev Pesach and the Minhag that's quoted in the Torah is that they bake matzah after Chatzos on Erev Pesach. And the Alter Rebbe in Shulchan Aruch writes that you should bake matzah half an hour after Chatzos on Erev Pesach, because it's dome to the Korban Pesach. That's the Pashtus. And Pesach is Nishkat Bein Ha'arboim. So therefore, baking matzah has to be at the time of the code Shech to Korban Pesach Bein Ha'arboim. That is the Pashtus in this practice. Now, if that's the case, so it really makes no sense that they would bake matzah Motzei Shabbos. When Erev Pesach Chali is for Shabbos, how are they going to bake matzah Motzei Shabbos when Motzei Shabbos is already not the Zman of Shkitas HaPesach? Right? Motzei Shabbos is already Tesvav. Shkitas HaPesach, right? Pesach is a yontiv in the Torah. It's the shortest yontiv in the Torah, right? Only the 14th, right? Bein Harbayim, that's Pesach. Erev Pesach is the longest day in Judaism. Right? Erev Pesach mamish lasts at least 2 weeks. No, your mother tells you, don't bring any food into the house. It's Erev Pesach, right? Erev Pesach is like the longest day in Judaism, but Pesach is the shortest yontif itself, right? Pesach is only Yudalid Bein Harbayim. So what do they mekayim if they bake their matzah on Tzai Shabbos? What's the key? It's a strong passion. So the Achronim point out, there is a piece that Rav Schechter has in the Sefer Mipnei HaRav, and a lot of what I'm quoting now on is from the Mipnei HaRav, including this first piece that Rav Schechter just writes, Ayein Mashakosa B'Sefer Amvua D'Sefrei. Amvua D'Sefrei is Rav Menachem Zemba, Shem Yikom Domos, wrote a commentary in the Sefrei. Beautiful, very beautiful. So the Ambuah de Sifrei says Azoi. There's a Rashi at the beginning of Parakeet and so on, where Rashi writes that the reason why the Korban Pesach is Nishvat during the day is because the Torah says Biyom Tzavozos B'nei Yisrael. Now that's a very shver Rashi, because the Yom Tzavoso is a algemeiner halacha in Karbanis. The Yom Tzavoso is in general halacha applies to all Karbanis. And the reason why I shuck the Karban Pesach in on the Yudal in the afternoon is because the Torah says Arba Asar Bein Harbayim. Right? That's the Chaira. Why is Rashi bringing in Yom Tzavoso? So Rav Nachum Zemba has a fun suggestion, which is that we know that by Karbanos, by Kodshim, Halayla holeich achar hayom shalafonov, no? Myriv, by the way, our siddur functions this way. My siddur begins with shachris, then my siddur has mincha, then my siddur has myriv. It's really not correct, because Jewish day begins at night, no? The night beforehand. Shabbos begins Friday night. So it would make more sense that my siddur begin with Ma'ariv. Why does my Siddur begin with Shacharis? The teretz is because Tfilos Keneged Karbanos Tiknum, and the halachic day for Kodshim is Shacharis Mincha Ma'ariv. Right? That's the halachic day by Karbanos. That's why you burn the Karbanos at Ma'ariv. You burn the Karbanos on the day beforehand. Evening is a hemshech of the day beforehand. So the Zokt Rashi, that be'etzem, you should be able to bring a Korban Pesach Leil Tesvav also. Because Leil Tesvav is halachically yudalid. And if Leil Tesvav is halachically yudalid, you should be able to bring the Korban Pesach. However, there's a difference in B'yom Tzav also. B'yom Tzav also tells me that the Korban is only nishkat B'yom, not B'layla. Right? So that could be the pshat in those Rishonim who are baking matzah Leil Tesvav, because they hold that fundamentally Leil Tesvav is considered Yudalad Ling Yane Kodshim. Now, it's a nice pshat, but you have to analyze it. Could it be that it's Bein HaArbayim? Right? Like, it's nighttime. Right? So maybe Bein HaArbayim means, like, think about the Psachim discusses, what does Erev mean? Right? Does Erev mean, right, morning twilight, right, or evening twilight? So it could be that's how we'd understand it. I don't know. It's a little bit difficult. But the fact is, Rav Nachum Zembe has this suggestion to defend those Gaona. The Rav Herish Pesach Frank has a different suggestion, which I saw Rav Gedalia Oberlander in the journal Ar Yisrael, volume 60, points this suggestion out in the name of the Sefer HaManhig, which is that the Afiyas Matzos is Dome to Tzlias Karban Pesach. Right? A baking a matzah is a hechsher for Achilas Matzah. Tzlias Karban Pesach is a hechsher for Achilas Karban Pesach. Right? Unlike Shechita, it's a hechsher de hechsher. Right? The Afiyas Matzah is like Tzlia. So that would make sense why they're doing it at night. They do it Leil HaSeder, because Tzlia is Hechsher Achila. Now, whether Tzlia is Hechsher Achila or not, Mibetzal Jolti points out, is Talai in the Machlokes between the Rambam and the Ravid that we used at the very beginning of our Shem Hilchas Nida, which is when they would roast the Karban Pesach, then they roast the Karban Pesach with the Shuman Hagit. Right? If Tzlia is a Hechsher for Achila, so they ain't going to eat the Shuman Hagid, so they shouldn't roast it with the Shuman Hagid. No? The only reason to roast it with the Shuman Hagid is, you know, there's a new mitzvah of Tzliya that's unconnected to Achila. This Shtikl Torah, the Afiyas Matzis, is connected to Achila's Matzah. Like Tzliya's carbon is connected to Achila's carbon, right? And they're both the Hechsher. It doesn't really work out if you hold that you would be Tzayla, like the Rambam, you'd be Tzola, the Pesach with the Shum no shall get inside. Okay, that's a Har the Rav Shulti has. So let's go back. The minig is that they would bake matzah Leil HaSeder. How could they do that?
Yeah, if the explanation is Tzliya, then that is a minig on Erev Pesach, makes sense in general.
So if it's Tzliya, why is the minig on Erev Pesach, makes sense in general? And the Hanami, so the answer probably is it's either connected to Shechitas HaPesach or to Tzliya HaPesach. Right? If you can't be connected to Shechita, then they'll be connected to Tzliya. That's probably the answer. Good Hara. Rav Soloveitchik and Rav Shefter quotes us in the Sefer Nitnini HaRav. Rav Soloveitchik had a different mahalach. His mahalach is connected to what we said beforehand, which is that there's a fundamental connection between the mitzvah of matzah and the possibility of chametz. You can't have the possibility of chametz Erev Pesach. Because, right, when Erev Pesach is for Shabbos, I can't have possibility of chametz at that point, right? And therefore, I can't bake matzah. Matzoi Shabbos, there's an Isser Chametz. There's an Isser Chametz, I can bake matzah. Until there's an Isser Chametz, I can't bake matzah. That's the Yisod. So ordinarily, they would bake their matzah when there is an Isser Chametz. When is there an Isser Chametz? So some Mishnayim say the Isser Chametz is Chal in the Zman of Dalet Shabbos. Because that's when there's an Isser Chametz from Drabonim. It could be the Isser Chametz is Chal by Chatzos. Right? Different Shitas and Mishnayim. The Rav Yo, by the way, is quoted by Rabbi Oberlander that the reason why they would bake matzah, Matzah's mitzvah after Chatzos and Erev Pesach is because they're more careful with Chametz at that point. Just a practical reason. Similar to what we said from the Baal HaMa'ar in doing Chafifa. Right? When you're getting close, you do a better job. This idea that baking matzah involves the possibility of real Chametz sounds much more like the Ramban than the Rambam. No? That you have to enter the danger zone of Chametz. This could also be totally Rav Shefter has in the Sefer Pinei Rav. I'll just say this one sentence on Mudav Mincha. It's going to be totally in the Yerushalmi. The Yerushalmi that says that's usur to eat matzah on Erev Pesach. At what point in Erev Pesach does that Isser of Achilas Matzah set in? One could argue that the Isser of Achilas Matzah only sets in when there is an Isser of Chametz. And that's what the Baal HaMa'ar says. The Isser does not set in until Chatzos. The Ramban says that Isser is all day on Erev Pesach because the Ramban holds that there's a din of Chametz all day because there's a mitzvah of beer Chametz all day. But you see from all the opinions that the mitzvah of Matzah is connected to the mitzvah, is connected to the Isser Chametz, And the Isser of Achilas Matzah sets in at the Zman when there is a mitzvah, theoretically, some sort of, that is really an Isser Chometz, and I can't eat matzah from that moment. I have to hold off until the real mitzvah is. Okay, gentlemen, have a great day. We should have a mincha.